Who are you?
Satire.
I once was a notorious criminal who was employed by some of the most cold-hearted villains.
Now he eats mush.
That's why they call me the King of
Perversion.
Now we'll have a real treat. It will sound like this.
Now that's what I like to hear.
It may sound funny to you.
But now that that's out of the way, it's time to piss people off.
It's time for cat massage.
Betty, why don't we just skip this part?
Instead, this.
Betty won't like that.
I shall kill this Philistine as I did those beasts.
That's a great idea, Betty.
Suddenly, right out of the blue...
Hi there.
Hello, darling.
Uh-oh. Betty, it's Mom and Dad. You're kidding. Well, here goes nothing.
Parents can be quite a problem, can't they?
Let me kill them for you as they deserve.
Oh, no, you were doing just what all human beings do when they love someone.
That's it. We all instinctively want to be...
put to death.
Haven't you?
That's sweet, Mother.
You're having a difficult time backing your trailer.
No oils or lotions are needed.
It looks fairly complicated.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
Look at this amazing demonstration.
A new robot is being hailed as the beginning of
a tide of violence and human misery.
Though today, the computer is changing our world.
When I press this button...
Now I will kill you.
You can well imagine how this frightened the guests.
Part of the trick to entertaining unexpected guests...
is perverted.
Mother thinks she'll give the guests a choice of...
dagger, a human skull...
or milk.
They do so... in a perverted manner.
When did it start?
Wednesday, a special family presentation narrated by Fred Astaire.
About the size of almonds.
They're over 5 feet tall.
100 feet wide.
It just wasn't big enough.
Oh my goodness, what's that huge thing?
Nuts, it's so big.
Boy, this is really big.
Yes, they're perfect for every member of the family.
We didn't care about our family. We didn't care about each other. We just cared about getting high.
They feel high.
Sometimes as high as 100,000 feet.
Come on down here a minute.
Maybe we should give up this life of crime and start
shaving.
Maybe I'll start shaving soon.
My mother reminded me that I'd probably be starting soon.
Following the lines of your own lips.
It was time to get started for office and school.
Feeding information to elaborate computer centers.
Then he was in a different world.
You can be accepted anywhere when you have
pizza in a skillet.
We've got to decide what we're going to do with our grant money.
I don't think we should talk about it. Guys, you're prepared to kill them.
Teachers must be able to use these
Beanie Babies
in a manner appealing to the prurient interest.
Now Fred is glad to play with Andy.
He made secret plans to find the baby and kill him.
Oh, no, sir, I do not think that is a good idea.
It makes you think more and gets you prepared for life.
Too bad you will die.
Every 2 seconds, a child on this planet dies because he hasn't got
pizza in a skillet.
Everybody knows that Bob had
a spiral frankfurter.
I don't have to worry. I don't have to care. Michael is very furry. I'm
the last of the great fucking machine.
No need to fly off the handle and take it out on the things and the people around.
Just decorate them with colorful space paper.
Or find amusement in the antics of an inquisitive little chipmunk with a big appetite.
That troublesome rascal who was always hungry.
I'm going to eat you up.
Raising vampire awareness is a worthy cause.
Who's playing games here?
Come out of the floor.
Those words have lived almost 2,000 years.
Well, thousands of years have passed since that day.
Now, more than ever before, there is so much emphasis put on
puppy dogs.
A new puppy brings
dog droppings.
However, it is the teacher's duty.
I know who's to blame for this.
I'm Herb Berkman.
And I'm Judy O'Day.
They glorify crime and ridicule law and authority.
Still, their quiet ways, polite manner, and sleek, dressy appearance make them highly desirable neighbors.
But they might kill you.
Never let anybody do that except your own family.
If I say something like wicked witches and demon clouds and spell books and even the zone of eternal evil, what comes to mind? What do you think of?
Beanie Babies.
Can you say that again? Because I think that's a real key here.
Beanie Babies.
They must be inserted in the vagina before intercourse.
Then treat them their own special way.
Just by touching them or speaking simple words, such as...
I've created a monster!
The monster cried?
Nice work!
I wonder who the real cannibals are.
They will realize who they are as men and women.
Whoever it is will go away.
This play day is definitely over.
Did I do something wrong?
You stop what you're doing and take care of their needs.
On behalf of all of us, I want to tell you that we pride ourselves on having the highest of standards and integrity. Clearly, today, that did not happen. We can only offer our sincerest apology in this case.